Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in the studio, back in the saddle. AZ with the cloudy monsoon action. Trees are down in the parking lot, and joining the show is Randy Engston.
We made this from one of those trees that was nice wood table. Handcrafted from the downed lumber.
2,000-year-old driftwood whittled out of a single-bladed knife.
That was a hell of a Swiss Army knife, though, wasn't it?
Do you remember, is it Meet the Fockers with Owen Wilson? He's like, he builds the altar out of a single piece of driftwood. Oh, carpenter in good hands.
Take it easy, Fokker. Right after the volleyball scene.
Amazing movie, guys.
God, but he torches it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he catches it on fire or something. Yeah. He overflows a septic tank. Everything all goes wrong. Poor guy. Ben Stiller. Anyways, great episode for you guys today. We are going to talk a little bit about the echo chambers of the groups that you're in. I'm going to give you a quick story. I was a few years ago, I got added to the CrossFit affiliate forum group, right? The Facebook group. And you're supposed to be a CrossFit affiliate. Somebody tagged me. Sometimes you can get, join a group.
Invited in or something.
I got invited in. Anyways, and so I kind of chime in every so often. And, I know a lot of the people in there anyway. And there was a post from a gal named Emily, who I know, who she's like, hey, what do you guys think? You either love them or hate them, free weeks as a marketing hook. And I was like, I think I might have been the first or second comment. I was like, well, I said something along the lines of a free week is basically giving up. It's when you don't know what else to do, you're desperate for leads, and you're like, try us out, please, pretty please try us out. I'll give you a free week to come try us out. Or free week or free month or whatever it is. And I basically got blasted in that group. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. And, I think I'm just laughing. I'm chuckling. It's like, I've got, 20 gyms and I run a free week and it's been great for me. I would say, great. It is great for you. Awesome. But at the end of the day, I was like, why not a paid trial? Why does this industry, it's a shame. Why does this industry feel like the only way to get people in the door is to give their services away?
Yeah.
Doctors don't do it. Dentists don't do it. Restaurants sure as hell don't do it. You can't go in and sit down for a meal and say, thanks, I'll let you know about next time coming back and paying you for the next one. Gym owners, gyms in general, fitness industry is completely given up on how to create marketing messaging that demonstrates what they do is valuable.
Yep.
They give up and they just give away free stuff. Now, can free weeks, months, trials work? Yes, they can. But there's also dramatic cons, like negative side effects of this type of marketing. And one of them is a lot of wasted time.
Yeah, the quality of every lead generated, the intent of that buyer. I mean, there's a million negative associations with free.
And so we'll get into that for a second. But Emily reached out to me on a DM. She's like, is that okay if I use that in the morning chocolate blog article I'm going to be writing? I'm like, of course. Mm-hmm. And also write this. I said, there's a lot. Look, guys, CrossFit as a business model is absolutely horrible. You guys make nothing. You work too hard. I don't necessarily agree with your modality of training, but that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the business side of it. Sure. Large group training with highly technical movements and not really charging anything for it. Like, all of those things are real bad.
Right? I mean, I think most CrossFit gym owners, and again, this isn't all of them, there's plenty of them that have a gym that have it staffed by part-time clients of theirs, if more or less, for the purpose of breaking even. It's like, I have my gym so that I have a place to go work out. It's not a business.
I would
it's
tell
not,
you that that's very true. In a lot of cases, they do a trade for a membership. You train a couple of the classes or whatever. I mean, we can get into that for a second, but I said, here's also add this. I said that one of the biggest issues with CrossFit, at least the affiliates that I know of and I'm in those groups, is they drink their own Kool-Aid. They take advice from other people who are no more successful than them.
Yep.
And they only know CrossFit. I would tell you guys, there's another world of training gyms out there, the personal training gyms, semi-private training gyms that are doing some cool shit. And I invite the CrossFit community to get up and have a seat at the table with us, because you guys could learn a lot of things that, and I'm certain there's things we can learn from the CrossFit community too. But at the same time, if I know the numbers that reflect the business acumen or the business success of the CrossFit, and I look at the guys like the Two Brain State of the Union report, which they did a hell of a job on, and our buddy Dan with Push Press and the revenue numbers that they've shared with us, you guys don't make any money.
Yeah.
You guys don't make any money. And that's the end of this. That's the score on how well you're doing in business is how much money you make and keep.
Absolutely.
And $16,301 was a notch up from the Two Brain, State of the Union, because we took the Wellness Living data and we merged what they had with what Wellness Living had, and we came up with 16,301. I don't remember what the...
Nine and change, I think, if I remember correctly.
What?
Revenue, average revenue from just that one study. I think it was 9,000 something.
No, it was 13, 14. 13? Yeah. It bumped it up a couple of thousands of dollars, but even 16,000, sure, even 20,000, guys, even 30,000. A month, nearly double of what the average was. I said this on a episode about a year ago, and somebody's like, yeah, I took that to heart. Was if I was working as hard as I have, and as long as I had, and my gym was only making $30,000 a month, I'd close the doors.
Absolutely.
Just not enough.
Yeah.
And that's, look, this is no knock on anybody who's struggling and trying to get ahead and isn't even quite at 30 or even at 15. Like, no, I'm just saying, me personally, if I was only making 30,000 in gross revenue at a 20% profit margin at $6,000 a month at 72,000 a year, you're basically lower middle class in Scottsdale.
Oh yeah.
You just can't afford to live. I have a family. I've got expensive hobbies.
Sure.
I have a lifestyle I want to support, and it just wouldn't cut it. So I would move on into something else.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
All that to be said, was part of the reason we do $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a month here is we don't give away our shit for free.
Yeah.
We just don't. We have trials. We have great offers, and we give guarantees on those offers where you can cancel within the first 2 weeks and move on. You're still paying for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all we do here. And it's all we've ever done. I mean, gosh, I want to say the last time we ran anything that was free might be, I'll tell you, it'd be like 2016, 2015. We've learned all of our lessons from 2010 to 2015, cut our teeth, 16 on or whatever that was. We don't do challenges. We don't do anything free, no free weeks, none of that.
A lot of that's come too, if I look at kind of the path of, you know, this is the timeline and, you know, where you were at that time, where we were as far as the things we were looking at. the marketing education is a big part of that. Mm-hmm. Right? You got away from the need to do free or the feeling that you need to do free because you were educated and how to attract a client without having to give away your services.
Sure.
Now, the other end of the spectrum or the challenge I want to ask gym owners is, what do you value your services at? Can you feel good about even giving them away for free?
Well, that's the kick. They do feel good about giving away for free because it does. It feels good. Let me help you.
Sure.
It does feel good.
But then what happens when you have to go charge that person a premium cost?
That's the catch.
Every month. That's the right? catch. What is the chances of you converting them to a $300, $400, $500, $600, $800 per month program? Can you do that with a free trial? Probably not. Not well. You know, you'll get a couple of tire kickers through the door, but then that conversion plummets, right? Because you're gathering people who are looking for free. You're not gathering people who are looking for the quality of life at the high value service that you're offering.
It's, well, I'll tell you this. It's a lot easier to bring somebody in for free and get them up to $99 or $150
sure.
a month.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
That's not as big of a jump from trying to get somebody in for free and then having them pay $558 a month for our open-ended membership.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's two different worlds. We don't do large group training. We don't do CrossFit. We don't do, everything here is customized personal training.
Yep.
We do it in a semi-private atmosphere, shared cost of the coach, racks, barbells, dumbbells, sets and reps, periodization, phases, recording the workout, recording the weights and sets and reps, tempo.
Progressive overload. It's all of it.
It's built into our programming. We don't do a WOD. It's not as many reps as possible. It's not you're 95 pounds, all the women are 95, and all the men are 135 pounds on the barbell. Like that, none of that happens in here.
Yeah.
And for that customization and handholding for the clientele, we can charge $425 to $550 or whatever the numbers are. We do things weekly, so it's 4.33 weeks times per month.
428.
Right? 428.67.
Yep.
Is our lowest membership. So anyways, the point of this episode was, it's like, wow, you guys who are not in my eyes, not very successfully, you know, like, again, if we're looking at the revenue of a gym, what the owner benefit is, and all of that reflecting $16,301 as the global average on that side of the line, and everybody over there is giving away free stuff, but over here on our side of the line, nothing's free. We do paid everything and we provide a higher end service. And guys over here, especially in our IC and even in our coaching program, are doing $500, $600, $800, $1 million a year. Maybe there's something to learn over here. I don't know. But no, I got fucking blasted. And yeah. I'm a scam artist, apparently. And I just think I just chuckle. It's like, yeah, you guys hang out over there in that side of the pool. That's fine. I don't care. It's just figured I'd bring that up because I know there's some people listening in the CrossFit community or whatever, you listen to the show, because you want to get outside of your echo chamber. You want to hear what other guys are doing. And there's a lot of cool shit going on in different industries too, not even in the fitness industry, that everybody can learn from.
Absolutely.
And so,
yeah, I think
a
lot of it comes back to, if you're in that position and you want something different, you can't go back to what you're doing or what others are doing that keep them at that level. If you want something more, you have to change what you're doing to be able to create that opportunity for more. And that's, I think, the echo chamber, right? Everybody runs right back to, hey, what's working for you guys? What's working for you guys? But you're taking advice from people who are sitting next to you. They're not one step further. Yeah. They're right next to you month over month, year after year. Revenue is not growing. Memberships aren't growing. You got to be careful who you're listening to, who you're taking advice from. I mean, that's a definition of insanity.
Well, not necessarily a definition, but. Yeah. I mean, if that's all you know, and I think it's pretty funny because we have a mastermind called Iron Circle, but we hear, talk about it all the time. And just to get into it, like to be considered, you got to be right around, we're over $30,000 a month, right? That's the lowest you can be. And we've kind of attracted some folks that were in other masterminds and kind of at the top. They were the number one or number two guy and girl in another mastermind, and they just felt like that was awesome. And then they come over to the IC, like, holy cow, there's a whole nother level, 20 levels ahead of this. Like, let me go hang out over here. And it takes a strong, self-confident gym owner to realize, like, oh my gosh, I thought what I knew was what it was what was good, and I really did it. And then they come over and they end up moving and scaling on. And I mean, gosh, I can Matt James, just amazing. And Daniel, like all these guys,
Jeff Larish.
Flourish.
I mean, we're talking a CrossFit guy that, you know, he what he was doing wasn't working. When he found us, I mean, his life has changed.
Yeah, he's just in a, you know,
a different environment. I mean, I don't even know how to word it. I mean, it's not this, it's not even close to where he was living, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah. He sent a screenshot of his bank account. Remember that?
Yep. Yep. I mean,
a lot of zeros.
Guys, it's amazing when you start to really, and this is where I think a lot of the shift comes from. Like, you're a phenomenal trainer, but you don't understand the business. Now you have to, like, your job now is running the business, knowing the numbers, understanding how to grow revenue, understanding your conversion opportunities, knowing the client journey. Like, all of that stuff is how you get to the next level. It's not another piece of equipment. It's not another certification. It's not going to a seminar and listening to the same things from the same people every single year. You have to do something different. And when you're in those rooms where it's just cyclical conversation, why are we talking about free trials?
That's what, like, they were talking about.
You know what I'm, but like,
well,
like,
I think it was our post just to kind of get the conversation sure. going.
But I mean, like, who's defending that? Like, if that's the way.
Not one person defended not giving away a free trial. Everybody's like, I do them. They got me to here. I've got 4 gyms and we've all done free trials. Cool, man. Like, but did anybody ever try to just do a paid or something that doesn't involve a free? If you're giving away your stuff for free, you're giving up. Yeah. I just don't know how else to say it. Like, hey, please. Yes, it feels good to give something away for free. It does. Like, if you can afford to do that, yeah, it kind of feels good. Like, that's the altruistic side.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm okay with that. And you want to help everybody as a trainer brain. You're like, oh, I'm here to serve and I want to help people. So giving away your stuff for free also checks that box. Business, it's absolutely moronic. Like, you're giving away your stuff for free. Where else in the world can you get anything for free? The only thing that you can do a free trial on that I'm aware of is a software. That has very little hard cost per membership, right? Like, what else? What service-based business can you do a free trial on? Chiropractor? No. Can you go get a free cleaning at the dentist?
I mean, it might say it's free, but I'm sure that there's some way of covering costs. I mean, yeah, but there's still, like, there's a fees associated with it. Like, you know, you get your checkup, you're paying for that, but they'll do a free cleaning exactly. Yeah. But they're covering their cost of the service.
Yeah. Where, give me one.
I can't think of one.
you get a free sample at Costco when you're, you know, the.
It's a bite. It's not the box. You know what I mean?
A piece of cheese on a cracker or whatever.
Yeah.
You're going into a gym. You're doing a consultation. You're signing up on the systems. They're spending an hour or so with you to sign you up. They're going to go train you for 5 sessions, 5 hours of hard work, that hard costs involved with that. And then I just hope you decide to stay.
Well, even in that, the way that you just lined up that customer journey is not what I've seen in those gyms or a lot of gyms that do stuff for free. They don't have a consultation before that you're getting to a session. They don't have a relationship with the client. The free is the your first.
Or you just show up and jump right in. 100%.
I've had at least 5. I mean, with all the gym owners that came into our business.
I know what you're talking about.
Accelerator. And that's part of the problem too. Because again, we don't value the service. The gym owners aren't valuing their service enough or aren't confident enough being able to sell at the level that they have. So it's a desperation play. They always say, you know, if you get them in here, I'll close them. I'll convert them. Maybe, but is it even the right clientele? Can they even afford your services? And if you're starting with free, there's a big uphill battle to sell. So one of the things I've realized too is even from the access point from a client to get started or enter the ecosystem, most of the websites sign up for a free class. Well, then you show up, you walk in, trainer, you know, greets you, but then lined you up for class. And then again, the hope is after class, I'll have a consultation and I'll be able to convert you.
You're going to love it so much and your endorphins are going to be so high. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do.
But then again, here's the thing. They don't have the staff to be able to make sure that every single person coming out of there on a trial meets with somebody. So they're trying to catch people on their way out. They're calling them after they've left because they didn't get a hold of them. You know, they didn't catch them after the workout. The consultations aren't taking place as like part of that process where maybe they get a sample of that workout and then, oh, hey, you know, now we're going to have the meeting with so-and-so to have a conversation about.
Talk about a transactional relationship.
That's exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You're like just, you're building. Well.
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least 30K or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge? Like, what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right, we'll see you inside the show. Bye.
If you struggle with any of these three things, people leave all the time, your attrition's high. If you struggle with that, if you're frustrated because people just can't afford your services and you know your stuff's valuable, but they don't see it, you're probably giving away some free shit and they don't value it and they probably can't afford it anyway. And if they could, they don't put a value of worth paying for because they got it for free to begin with.
I mean, even think of like anything that you can get for free. Like if a company was giving away whatever it may be, like if you opt in for something as a gym owner, put yourself in that seat. If you get hit with an ad and they're offering something for free, you might jump in and just throw your name in there. What is the actual intent behind you going and fulfilling that service or product or whatever it is? Slim to none. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not like.
Start charging for your stuff, guys. Yeah. I mean, if you have clients that can't afford your services, I guarantee if you said, we don't do anything free here, nothing's free. Like because you'll get comments and calls and questions, especially at the point of sale or somebody on the phone. Hey, can I try you out for free? I would love to do that, Mrs. Johnson. However, we don't do anything here for free. Everything's got a price tag on it. Now, I will be able to give you a little bit better deal as a trial. We do have a discounted trial to give us a shot, but no, it's not free.
Or a lack of commitment, right? Come in and try, you know, 14-day opt-out. Things like that. Like it's all about risk reversal.
Yeah.
Right. Removing the risk of somebody coming in and having to pay for a year or commit to a year or any of those types of things. So instead of giving it away and hoping that you can convert them, why don't you charge them for the trial, even if it's at a discounted rate or some form of
risk reversal.
Right. But it there is still the try before you commit, you know, baked into it. Right. So that's the purpose of that. In the offer.
A trial does not have to be free.
No, it shouldn't be. I mean, I'm just using myself as an example. If I was interested in actually buying something or signing up for a service or something like that, I would want a charge to it because now I have skin in the game. I value it myself, not just, and I know that they do as well.
Well, there's the mutual, appreciation for the value that it is. Now, how do you do something for a risk reversal that's not free? I'll tell you two ways. I mean, these are in the upcoming book. I've got five different trials. But there's two. I guess let's just do the one that we do here. You sign up for a year, and you have 2 weeks to change your mind.
Yep.
You pay for those 2 weeks. We do. Yep. We bill weekly, so it makes it really simple to do that. So you're signed up for a year, a deal. We come in, we do the consultation, we build your program around you, we get you onboarded, everything, all the systems. We charge for that, right? And they go into our system. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, if this isn't a good fit for them or for you, like you just cancel your membership, boom. There's your risk reversal. You don't need to do free to make it a risk reversal. You just need to have a risk reversal. And then we also do an open-ended deal that you can cancel any time. So that's the other risk reversal. So part of the offer is risk reversal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that free has to be the risk reversal. There's no risk. Well, there's also no commitment and there's also no skin and they also don't show up. So like, I don't know. I'm not going to waste my time with a bunch of free tire kickers or even if I can convert some piece of them. that's just, I don't want them anyway because they don't, they came in on free. They reacted to free. So down the road, they're going to expect things for a deal or free. I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's people like, I do free all the time. You guys don't know what you're talking about. Okay. We don't know what, I guess I don't, you know, I don't.
I would go one step further and I would put up retention for anybody who's doing free trials. See what their retention rate is over time. What is their lifetime value of that client? How long do those clients stay versus a paid trial? Like if you're listening, you should have this data. You should know that the paid trial is your better option for value of a client over time. And
well,
if it's
paper,
not,
it makes sense, doesn't it?
To get them in the front end.
But no, the long-term retention makes sense to have somebody that pays is most likely going to stay longer. I don't know that to be true though.
But
I don't know.
But if you're going to be doing the free, you should, in my opinion, right? That is a split test that you should have done in your business and made the right choice because it's the best for what the business.
I see what you're saying.
Needs are.
Let me rephrase what you said. Now I understand what you're saying. If you decided somewhere along the lines to do free, and that's what you're putting your flag in the ground, it should only be because you tried both ways. It did a true split test, and the free clients stay longer and pay longer, and therefore that's why you made that decision.
Yep.
Not because of any other reason. Somebody down the street told you to do it, a Facebook group told you to do it, or you given up on anything else.
Or that's how you did it at the gym you worked at before.
That's a hell of a point. If you decided to do free, it's because you should have some data that tells you that's the right way.
That goes to the intentionality of how we coach everybody in our coaching program. Yeah. I mean, like everything that your business operates with, you have a reason for why you do it that way. It has to make sense. It has to make dollars and cents. And it has to be the best option for you and the business. If it's not, you have the option. You're the business owner. You can change it. But you shouldn't be doing something because that's how you've done it before in the past. If you're not clear that that's the right way to do business for you.
Yeah. I heard this story. I've heard this story three times in the past month, and I'm going to butcher it, but this hits the point right here. I'm going to butcher it. Something like this, guys, don't quote me on this, but the point of the story is going to make sense at the end. A guy's over at his wife's, she's making Easter dinner or whatever, and she has a roast, and she is prepping the roast. She cuts off the ends of the roast, puts it in the oven, and cooks it. Had a great meal. And the husband asked the wife, like, why do you cut the ends off the roast? Like, why do you do that? You've heard the story?
I haven't, no.
Why do you do that? She goes, you know what? I don't know. My mom, that's the way we always grew up. This is what she did. And she's like, well, let's jump on the phone. Let's grab your mom and see what she says. Hey, mom, listen. Hey, you know how we cut the ends off the roast and we put it in the oven? And she's like, oh, yeah, that's what we do. We cut the ends off the roast and we stick it in there. Yeah, that's some good pieces of meat there, but we just cut it so it's flat and gets in the oven like that. She's like, but mom, why do we do that? She goes, you know what? That's how I was taught. Was grandma still around? Well, grandma happens to be still around, so we're going to give call to grandma. So grandma gets on the phone, and the mom asks mom, why do we cut the ends off the roast? She goes, well, when we were growing up, the oven was only so big, and so we had to cut the ends off so the roast would fit in the oven. And that's why we do that.
So it had nothing to do with the actual outcome or the quality of the roast.
The point of the story was that don't just do things because the guy before you did them.
Boom.
There has to be a reason for why you do everything. And just because free is like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't just do it because somebody told you to do it. There has to be a reason. And the reason, based on what you were saying earlier, a split test has told us the data to move towards this. That makes a lot of sense. But don't just do something because that's the way everybody else does it and that's the way you thought it was right. Don't question everything is the point.
Absolutely. I mean, think about this too. Like if you have the free trial and then at the same time you're sitting there and you're talking about the problem with retention, I've got transactional clients, I've got people who are buying sessions and holding on to them for 6 months and they're, you know, like all of the problems that can come that are a byproduct of the free start. You have to understand that those are part of how they got started. Like you set that premise for them. And that's the reason that they don't look at it like, a long-term membership. They don't look at it like a lifestyle commitment. You have those transactional clients and you have a hard time finding lifestyle clients. Yeah. When you position ads and you're looking for the right person for what you offer rather than desperate, let's see who I can entice to get through my doors. I guarantee there's a portion of those people that are coming in for free that have absolutely no desire to be part of a gym membership for any length of time.
Yeah.
They just right? Want or free. They're going to go to the next gym that's offering free and start their trial there. And they're going to shop around because they've created a you've created a transactional environment in their mind.
If the industry as a whole would stop doing free, I think we'd all be a lot better off.
I bet fitness's costs, like what we could charge, would skyrocket in comparison.
Should. It's worth every penny. Absolutely. So anyways, quick rant. Figured we'd throw that out at you because that's a great topic to think about. Do you do free? Why? Why do you do it? Is it because you just give up and you don't know how to communicate your value? Or is it because that's what everybody does?
Yeah, there you go.
I challenge you to question everything. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.